Graffiti, an art form that has infinite meaning. Fighting the system, non-conforming, alleviating stress, and an important output for all youth. A modern form of hieroglyphics was sparked by teens, outsiders see a crime, while writers see themselves. Their creations through every crevice where the ink sinks in. We present a story of personal art for the world to see.
This is a story that must be told.
With microphone clenched, sneaking and feeling my way up a dark staircase, black abyss, approaching the attic, I hold and turn the doorknob, walking into a graffiti artist sanctuary. He slumps, wearing an aged Machiavelli shirt, black Rockefeller Scully, and black sweatpants. We shake up, stressing the record button, I embark on an odyssey into a graffiti artist's idealism.
I write info, I write logic. I guess, you know, at the time I was real young, you know, I was like, 5 years old. So I wanted to show my parents what I've learned, you know. I was walking through my house and I walked into my brother's room and they weren't there. They had gone out with their friends or whatever. And I saw one of their markers lying on the floor. I picked it up and once my brothers got there, you know, they let me know that why am I disrespecting their space? But you know, they couldn't do too much about it. I mean, 5-year-old kid sees a marker, what's he gonna do with it? He's gonna write something, obviously. My parents, all they did was, you know, they actually yelled at my brothers instead for leaving the markers lying around. She blamed it on them, you know. You know, I guess my OG was cool with it back then, but now that it's involved into something so creative, so rebellious, you know, she doesn't look at it the same way as just a kid being a kid. I guess a couple weeks ago, 2 a.m, I waited till my parents fell asleep. I grabbed my backpack full of cans and I went out with my boy. I met him up in the alley behind my house. And then we went walking around and we found this blank wall. It looked like it needed a little touch or something. Yeah, so we jumped the fence and I put my cans down, my bag down. So I throw up an info with a crazy mushroom character for the eye, you know. I like mushrooms, you know, they trip me out, the shape, the colors. I wanted to add that psychedelic flair to it. Just another style that I could say that it's me, you know. No other cat could claim that. I went out with my guy and he was looking out for 5-0, you know. As soon as I finished filling in the last letter, the O, he just tells me, he's like, let's move 5-0. And we just run, we just jet. I mean, we were over that fence. To get over it in the beginning, it took like, 10 minutes because we had our cans and everything. But as soon as he said police was looking, man, we jumped that fence in like 3 seconds and we just jetted. Luckily, we hid behind some dumpsters and 5-0 just kept going. They didn't notice nothing. And man, the adrenaline was driving me crazy. I just wanted to go find another spot and do it all over again, you know?
Holding the stop button, beginning to unplug my mic, my pale skin interviewee jokes. Mission concluded, yet I continue my odyssey on graffiti.
Standing jittery, denim jeans, retro spectacles, and a green sweatshirt, she tells me to let her in. Holding my rat assassinating canine, she walks through a clawed door and up 3 stories to the attic. Conversating over Sunday night sitcoms, she speaks energetically calm.
All right, Ben, I just grabbed for myself. I went for service learning hours to this place called the University of Hip Hop. They taught me graffiti. When they taught me there, all I had to do was just teach it back to kids. So that's how I got involved in graffiti. Graffiti doesn't have to be, you know, just, my name and my crew. You know, graffiti could be like, you could do a mural, you could do people's faces, you know. That itself is graffiti, you know. And to me, it's a positive outlook. I feel that people should know that graffiti shouldn't really bring so much negativity around. In my case, it saved my life. NK, a quirky kid who always walks in with a great deal of suspicion. He walks in with his green frowy hair and a dirty white t-shirt, looking back and forth and left to right. He has on flip-flops, and we happen to be in his kitchen devouring a pizza with a salad.
Well, my graffiti name is Nightcrawler. That's my full name. I also write NK. I basically graph to relieve my stress and to express myself. Mostly, it's anger, angry feelings. And I try to do wild style. I do it because I want to. I do it with my boys whenever we feel like it. When I was in seventh grade, I used to paint a lot and draw. And then I met the security at my school, and he was a tagger. His name was Jedi, or is Jedi. He saw my artwork, and he's like, this is dope. And I started writing because of him. He got me into it. When I started going to high school, I started to create my own crew, and it was CTM, Chicago's True Masters. We used to just cross everyone else out. They don't know anything about the lifestyle. One of the latest missions we had, it was around 2 in the morning, and I picked my boy up from Giordano's. We went by Halsted, and we started climbing this billboard. At the top, I tripped on a light pole, and I almost fell off. I'm not gonna lie, I was scared. I was scared for a split second. It was scary. It's scary looking down. I mean, it was more than 200 feet. I could have died or something. Supposedly, I had quit, you know? I've quit it like 5 times. But I always keep on doing it. You never quit. It's an addiction. It's graffiti is a lifestyle. You can't just quit. I'm gonna keep on doing it when I'm 65, 85, till I die. I'm gonna die with a spray can in my hand.